Suaritio preti utem frior Father.
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy
will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And in Christ Jesus our Lord, from thence can we come. Amen.
Ah. Exhausti per ton agion timion zoron toton cethithion imon ke prosferonton kyrieleison.
Familiar, if you're bit on him, for one night, if not, if you want to mention choice. open noti open sotir Jesus Christos Geoffres commanded you gonna for my internet on of again on of shock tener of afti aso er unati tenan den shana yato ayonu thai en thuf on marinti ingo eron foponsen vareng eron chempai ingo eto avanim ni eo atiron tepen onch chen hirini ni venin japi anuratu or pshoin sepen nuti
Crucifixasti.
Kyrie eleison.
O Master Lord, God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Sin. Ever Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplication and prayer of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And make us worthy to partake of the communion of holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to conclude this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. كل حسنة كل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان ومعاملة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين انزع عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه المائدة المقدسة وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات عدو
أيها
السيدة شريك ذاتي وكلمة الأب الإلهي
Oh,
May your servant, the minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, may accept be absolved from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. From the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samar, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch and Severus, our teacher, Discorus, St. Athanasius Apostolos, St. Peter, our martyr, the high priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyrus, St. Bishop Zachary, from the mouth of the 300, and Athena, Sildon, and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and the 200 at Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambat, our Rose II, and his partner, our father, our bishop, and Babulus, and from the mouth of my objective self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, their holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and at all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Thank you. all the servants of our Lord Jesus Christ called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. By now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you to go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic Epistle of our Father, Peter, my beloved. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lusts, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. preaching from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, and may their blessings be with us all. Amen. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
علينا نعمة وبركة من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهور كلها أمين. يوم الأول من شهر أمشير المبارك، أحسن الله استقباله، أعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أبا أخوتي أمين. On this day of the year 97 of the martyrs, 381 Anno Domini, 150 fathers assembled in the Second Universal Council upon the order of Emperor Theodosius the Great in the city of Constantinople. Pope Timothy I, 22nd Patriarch, along with some bishops, attended the council on behalf of the Church of Alexandria. This council assembled to judge Macedonius, Patriarch of Constantinople, Sabellius and Apollinarius for their blasphemy against God, the Logos, and the Holy Spirit. Kelmet, the word, is a weak translation about the second person, our Lord Jesus Christ. It must be said Logos. Logos means the heavenly mind, al-aql al-natiq, the speakable logic of our Lord. That's why we call it Logos, not word. When these heresies became widespread, the fathers of the church were concerned about the soundness of the faith of the church and informed Emperor Theodosius about them. He ordered the assembly of the council. When the council convened, Abba Timothy asked Macedonius, "What is your belief?" He replied, "The Holy Spirit was created like any other creature." Abba Timothy debated his opinion and made it clear to him its corruption and advised him to renounce his erroneous belief. When he refused, the council excommunicated divested him of his rank. Then Pope Timothy asked Sabellius about his belief, and he replied, saying, "The Trinity has one being and one person." Abba Timothy said, "If the Trinity is one being and one person, as you claimed, then the mentioning of the Trinity is groundless, and your baptism is fertile, because it is in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Then Abba Timothy advised him to renounce his erroneous belief. When he did not hearken, the council excommunicated and divested him from his rank. Then Abba Timothy asked Apollinarius, "And you, what's your statement of faith, Apollinarius replied, saying, "The incarnation of the Son was by uniting with the human flesh without the rational being, for his divinity replaced the soul and the mind of the human being." Abba Timothy replied, saying, "God, the Logos, united with our nature to save us. Therefore, if he only united with the animal body, then he did not save mankind, but the animals. Humans will rise on the resurrection day with a rational soul, with which there will be the judgment, and accordingly they will be granted the blessing or the condemnation. Therefore, the incarnation would be fertile. If that was the case, why did he call himself the Son of Man if he is not united with the rational speaking soul? Pope Timothy advised him repeatedly to renounce his erroneous belief, but he did not hearken. The council excommunicated him as his other two friends. Finally, the council excommunicated the three, Macedonius, Sabellius, and Apollinarius, and all those who agreed with him, with them. Then they completed the creed of faith from, yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, to the end. They also put down many canons needed for the church, then went back to their sees in peace. The blessing of the prayers of these holy fathers be with us all. Amen. في هذا اليوم أيضا من سنة 20 للشهداء 304 استشهد القديس الأنبا أباديون أسقف أنصنة وهي قارة الشيخ عبادة حاليا بمركز ملاوي وسميت الشيخ عبادة نسبة للأنبا أباديون. كان قد رسمه البابا بطرس خاتم الشهداء أسقفا على أنصنة فرعى شعبه بكل أمانة. ولما أعلن دقلديانوس الاضطهاد على المسيحيين وكان أريانوس ولي أنصنة عنيفا جدا في اضطهاده يتفنن كثيرا في تعذيبهم ألقى القبض على القديس أباديون وأخذه معه في رحلته إلى أسيوط وأخميم ليشاهد عذابات المؤمنين بنفسه فيضعف وينكر إيمانه. ولكنه ظل ثابتا على إيمانه فأمر الوالي بتقييده وأخذه معه فرحا متهللا كمن في وليمة فأمر بصلبه فظهرت حمامتان على الصليب وانحلت المسامير ونزل الأسقف سالما. أخيرا أمر الوالي بقطع رأسه فنال إكليل الشهادة بركة صلواته فلتكن معنا أمين. On this day also at the consecration of the Church of St. Peter, the Seal of Martyrs, the believers built this church west of Alexandria during the reign of Emperor Constantine the Great. The church existed till shortly after the Arab conquest of Egypt. The blessing of the prayers of this saint be with us all. Amen. And glory be to our God forever. Amen. See you.
Ah.
Schliele flogison.
Evi brusov kistos ite.
Is mo erene pomosi.
Vedovne mate.
Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who sent to send the ones happily apostles, many prompt and righteous men have desired to see which you see and not seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels through that prayer. Of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our master bidden us to remember in supplications and prayer which offer upon to Lord our God's hosts have already fallen asleep repose all them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen.
So open not, open so tiro, open or tirain. Jesus per Christos epshire emef not yet on pi o unaf sha ene. Pi o ufa pen not y pe sha ene entenene tiro. Amen.
Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, he is to be feared above all gods. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples. They also got into boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. God willing, tomorrow we will start Jonah fast. And so really, it's blessings day when we start the fasting. Fasting is different for us, for everyone. Who we take the fast easily, not like oh, I have to change the food and it's so hard on me. Ya Rabbi, li kida wa ihna la kull shwaya nsoom. Al kanisa, there is a lot of days and we complain all the time about fasts, but actually, no, it's totally different. Fast make the every one of us different. That's why let's go in first with Jonah. Today we will talk about Jonah in 10-15 minutes. And see also our fathers, the first centuries, what they said about Jonah. And what the lessons that we have learned from Jonah. First of all, I will compare between Jesus and Jonah. Jonah was sent to preach repentance. And Jesus also was sent to the people to save them and to teach also repentance. But one, he fled. Another one, he went direct to the people and said, repent. Between Jesus and Jonah, Jonah was asleep in a ship. And also Jesus, the same, this has happened. For Jonah, they said, while you are sleeping, arise, call you are your God, that God may save us. But with Jesus, the disciple went to Jesus and said, Lord, save us. Jonah, he said, okay, I have nothing to do. Cast me into the sea. I have no authority. Jesus said, I will calm everything. And he showed them his authority. Jonah went to the belly of the fish at the death, but with not his will. But Jesus, he went to the tomb by his will, because he wanted to save all the people, to save all, for give the salvation. Some fathers said that when Jonah, he fled from the presence of God, it's exactly the same as Adam in the Adam when he fled from the face of God. It's the same when we flee from the face of God. It's repeated. It is not only Jonah. It's not only Adam. And when we read, "Fi hadd ya'mal kida ya Jonah," no, we are doing the same. Adam did the same. He fled from God, from the face of God. And Jonah did the same. You can imagine that when Jonah fled from the face of God,
He went from the land to the ship, from the secure life to unsecure life. And it's exactly when we go outside from the circle of God, we are going out from the land, which is secure life, to unsecure life. It's darkness. All this is the treasure of fathers, like St. Cyrus and Bedell and Gregory. I try to collect some quotes from the fathers. The casting of Jonah from the ship is exactly when God said to Adam, go outside the paradise. And he said, dust you are it, and unto dust you shall return. So Jonah went to the sea, and Adam also went to the earth, and he said, you will go to the dust. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the fish. And the 3 days, the father, St. Gregory, he said, it's exactly like the three intervals of our life, the past, the present, and the future. And the end of the future is the resurrection. So we know that we will live, we have lived the past, we are living the present, we are living also the future, but by the end of the future, there is a resurrection. And also, when Jonah, he went inside the belly, his flesh, his body should be destroyed, but nothing happened. God saved him. And exactly when Jesus Christ, he was incarnate, he didn't destroy the body, no. He changed the corruption body to incorruption, incorrupted body. So what I have to learn from Jonah? 5 key lessons from the life of Jonah. Number 1, God has no problem removing you from your comfort zone. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim against it, for their weakness has come up before me. Jonah was very comfortable with his life. He was a prophet. He was a pride of himself. I am with the people. Everyone knows him very well. He's a prophet. And he's in comfort zone. Then suddenly God said to him, go away. Now I wanted to preach to these people. It's out of my comfort zone. And you tell me to go to preach the people, they are also Gentiles. He was jealous. I will leave your people and go to preach the people of Gentiles. No, this is not my comfort zone. Look to myself also too. Every time I am in my comfort zone, God pushed me away from this comfort zone. And I'm not comfortable anymore. And I'm complaining. Hey God, why are you doing that? I have to be stable in my comfort zone here. Jonah has a good earthly reasons, but God looks beyond this earthly and looks through his spiritual eyes. When you see that God pushes you outside your comfort zone, be sure 100% that God has a plan for you, a different plan. And it's the best for you. So sometimes God will ask us to step out or step up. Maybe it's not easy and fun for us to do these steps. But believe me, there is a beautiful reward for you. Spiritually, God doing that. When I'm in comfort zone, I'm relaxed in my spiritual life. So believe that God sometimes use to push you away from your comfort zone to increase and improve your spiritual life too. Key number 2. You can't run away from God. Where can I go? This is what Jonah said. Where can I go from your... Sorry, Psalm 139. This is exactly what David said. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depth, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is the light to you. Who can hide from God? Sometimes we are doing something in our life and we feel or we expect or we assume that God will not see me. You're hardly hiding from him. You will never hide from him. See what exactly David said. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? God is present and everywhere here. Everywhere God is present, so where I can hide myself, I can't. Even if I hide myself physically, but or I hide my emotions, or I hide everything, God look to the heart. Thank God that he's cover us. That's why we are praying, we cover us. If I'm now I'm in front of you, you see what? Physically you see me. But you can see what is inside my heart. Only God who is seeing the heart. So you can't hide yourself from God. Key number 3. A storm is an opportunity to witness about God's love. Sometimes we feel that there is a lot of issues and problems in our life. And maybe we ask God, why? And a big why, a big question mark. Why are you doing that with us? It's a big storm. We can't resist that. We can't do that. We can't endure that. It's so hard on us. Why you are leaving us alone? As David sometimes he said, where are you, God? You return your face on me. Where are you? And sometimes I'm asking myself, is God is present here and this is a storm? Yes, this is storm to is a witness of about God's love. God's love, how? How you have a we have a storm in our life like that? We have troubles, we have temptations, we have a lot of things, and you said this is a witness of God's love. Yes, Habibi, this is a witness of God's love. The problem of our life in our life that we are not fleeing to God until we have an issue. Every time, if I'm like everything is stable and have nothing, I'm not praying. I'm not asking God help. That's why God knows very well that I will not go to him until I find a storm or a storm is coming to me. And inside the storm, I start to pray, and when I start to pray, I see God's hand. The storm is an opportunity to introduce God and tell the people where there is a storm, and also I pray. So after that, I see God's hands inside the storm. Key number 4. With repentance must come obedience. When I go to my Father of confession, I have to acknowledge that I am repenting first. And when he said to me, Habibi, okay, can you do that? Can you do that? Can you change sometimes in your prayers? Maybe change your attitude with the people. Maybe change something in your life. So I have to acknowledge that and I have to know that. I have to obey also too. And obey also the Holy Spirit is working inside me. So Jonah acknowledged, the first one, he acknowledged his sin. So there's 4 steps to repent. First of all, I have to acknowledge my sin. I have to understand where is exactly my sin. What is exactly what I did? I have to write down in paper, this is what I did, this is what I did, and I have to be accurate. I have to know what I did exactly. Number 2, I have to accept God's discipline. Number 3, I have to repent. And I have to say God, to say to God, like, God, okay, I repent. This is my sin, and I know exactly, and I feel guilty in that, inside me. And after that, the last step is act on God's direction. And God's direction is coming from the word of God and also the word of your father of confession or your spiritual father, who is saying to you, Habibi, yeah, like, okay, do that. This is very important for you. So, with repentance must come obedience. And I have to follow the four steps for the true repentance. And I have to accept God's direction. Number five, we must learn to see the bigger picture and have a soft heart. The problem that we are a human, so we have a limited vision. We are doing meetings in our job, work, at church. We have a big plan. We are doing for 10 years, maybe later on, like 10 years plan. Short term and long term, and we have doing a lot of things. But actually, we are doing that as a man. We are limited in our vision, but here God had a different plan. So we are doing plans, and we are praying that God accept this plan, or it's to be matching with according to His will too. If we go to chapter 4, we see a man who is angry. Why he's angry? Because he saw, like, what I did. Like, you send me to the people, to the Gentiles, I'm preaching them, and you accept the repentance? Why you accept the repentance of the Gentiles? We are your people. And Jonah, he has no, even he is a prophet, but he has no plan for, or he didn't know the bigger picture of Jesus, of God, that He is planning for everyone to be saved. Again, we have also should have a soft heart. Soft heart, it means a flexible heart. We see the people outside. Let's do an example. And we see that there is a lot of sins, and they are not with God at all. But we love them too. God, Jesus Christ, when He came, He was incarnate and He came. He loved the sinner. He loved also the woman, the sin woman. He loved everyone. We love the people, we're not accepting what they are doing, but we love them and we are praying also for them. The bigger picture, we don't know exactly. For example, sometimes one from the Canadian, and he's atheist, and he came to the church, and for example, I don't know what he's wearing, and we are looking to him, oh God, how you come to the church, and we are judging them also too. Why you're coming like that? It's not, you can't come to the church like that. You can't come to the church when we're wearing, for example, these clothes, and we are judging them. But the bigger picture is different. We can see the heart. We can see the heart. So we should have a soft heart, because we can't see the bigger picture. What does God is doing? And also, we have to be happy that God is doing a lot of miracles with the people. Jonah was very sad because he saw that the Gentiles are saved. But we have to be happy that everyone should come back to the bottom of God. I am the Lord God. I am merciful and very patient with my people. I show great love, and I can be trusted. Exodus 34:4. Jonah did not weep over the city, but Jesus, the true prophet, did. It's a difference between Jesus and between Jonah. This is exactly what Jesus, he was looking to the people when he went out and he passed and he saw Jerusalem. So he wept. He wept over the people because he saw their sins. And also we have to imitate, we have to follow the same steps of Jesus Christ. We saw the people outside, we see ourselves. I have to see myself inside, myself in first, and I have to look to Jesus Christ, said, oh, like I have to weep also too on my sin. And I have also to cry for God and entreat God that help everyone in this world. Jonah didn't do that. He was afraid that God will accept the repentance of the Gentiles. Us is different. We are crying to God that God accept the repentance of every soul in over the world. We are praying for everyone of the world, the billions of the people know Jesus Christ. And we have to do that by ourselves, not preaching by word, by preaching by our deeds. And not imitate the people from outside. God show the love. And Jonah, he didn't understand the meaning of the love of God. But now, after the incarnation, we know how God loved the people. As we said in the liturgy, the lover of mankind. So we are imitating God. We have to learn the five points that we learned from Jonah today. And I hope that we start tomorrow. Jonah fast with different, we can say, different mind. It's not 3 days that we are only, for example, like we have to fast only. No, we have to fast, we have to pray, we have to read the book of Jonah every day. It's only 4 chapters. So it's not one chapter per day. It's on the 4th chapter every day I have to read. And I have to understand what Jonah said. Because every day God will give you a different message. And we have every day now like different liturgies. So you can attend. We have on Monday 2 liturgies. One from 10:30 to 1. And another one from 4 to 6. And on Wednesday is the same. It's only one liturgy on Tuesday. But Wednesday and Monday we have 2 liturgies. So we have attend more liturgies, 4 to 6, for example, if you have work. If you have no work, you can attend the 10:30 to 1. I have to go more deep with Jonah. Jonah, just they cast him away into the sea. He went to inside the belly of the fish, and he changed the belly of the fish to a small corner of a prayer. Corner of prayer. And he started to pray. Now let's do that. Let's go in the belly of the fish for the 3 days. And change my life and change my room to the belly of the fish and change into the altar. Change it to corner of prayer and pray. God bless us. And bless these days also too. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. created with one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures,
ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, which we shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the confessed from baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. Is more in impossi.
Get of them,
O God, the green, the eternal. Formed man in incorruption and death, which entered through the war, through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and all apostolic greetings.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice and the remembrance of evil intending death. And make us worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling under condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east. Let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come, saved us,
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Axion kezike on. Axion kezike on. Alisos Rarchen Ometh me, Axeon Kendika Aon. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before the engines and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, there the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are your round who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim which sings queens praising continuously without ceasing, saying.
Is the Lord of hosts.
قدوس قدوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا وصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونوفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وضلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation, sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in turn and gave himself up for our salvation. And us which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله
Estevis,
أفتشين أويك أجنب جيقت أواب إن أتأتشني أموه إن أتوليب أموه مكاريون أموه إن رفتان خون افغانستان شوي اتفي عروق في تفوف ان يوت افنوتي امو افني ذنت اني ذن اتفش بغموت افس مؤروف اف اراغي يا زيني مف افتيف اني تنوف ناقيوس ما تتيس اوغن ابوستولوس تعواب افقو اموس تيك ايتو فيت اول اوف يو فور ذيس از ماي بادي شال بي بروكن فور يو اند فور ميني تو بي جيفن فور ذا ريميشن اوف سينز دو ذيس in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
When it is on pike a foot, men in samp di ipnon, aftot ve valken o erpenem o ma o, et auf shipping a moon.
Amen.
Afes moeruf.
Amen.
Af erage yen zinemuf. فجمتي بي افتي فون نيتنو فناغي وسماتي تيس اوين ابوستولون ست امواب افقو اموس تيك drink of it all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also
Tetena om evolchem pai oik foi oan tetensu evolchem pai afot foi eretene oin shempamu ereten er omorogin entanasta asis نصنع لك العالم المقدس قيامات من الأموات صعود إلى السماء تجلس عن يمينك أيها الأب أظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدة آتين
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب
ننصت امين
او باي اون كمان انت في ايفن سوما اف او انت
تينا امين
او باي افوديون نسنو في فتايوت انت تدين ثيكي انفيري انت
كيبا لنتنا
Remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Us forth through our mother to partake of your holies unto perfection of our souls, our body and spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
These which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace. With all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, Archbishop Baba Ambedkar II, and his partner in the liturgy, our father, the Bishop Ambedkar.
Pray for Archbishop Baba Otto Joseph II, Pope, Patriarch, and Archpriest of the great city of Alexandria, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our father, the Bishop of Abolus, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegemons, priest and deacons.
Pray for the hegemons, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox Father.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the cities of ours and all the city districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers, the sea, the herd, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seas, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection, peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Rend them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its fire be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Plant the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you who give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our heart with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abundant in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto these gifts, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly rewards.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, and we share the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, Preacher, the Evangelist, and the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who consummate in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John, affirmed up to the martyr, the esteemed, the deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch and severus, our teacher, the discourse, and the city apostolic, Saint Peter, horror martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sedition, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, the Gregory of the Solution, the Gregory the Wonder Worker, the Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sillan and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antoni, our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three and Abba Makari, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Gamin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our righteous Father, Baba Kirillos the Sixth, and our deacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read, the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessings be with us.
Mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our mind, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the soul of your servants, Rifat Nagi Masri, Vilin Abdul Messiah, Abriel, and Iskandar Munir, Fathallah Nagi Masri, Wagi Abdul Malak, Thurai Samuel, Faka Samuel, Graciously, O Lord, upon them their souls in the bottom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustain them in a green pasture by the water of the rest of the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away, in the light of your sons. Taken abode in them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end, as it was and shall be, it is from generation to
unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
And lead us through the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted, and in everything honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit.
نشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه جعلنا لنا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. هو أيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وأسعاد أسرار الإلهية غير المائتة. Christos en je pipanto curator choyes penuti.
Amin, amin, rosevixan.
Blessed are you, Christ, our God Almighty, the Savior of our church. O you, the incarnated Logos, who through your incomprehensible incarnation prepared for us a heavenly bread, your holy body, this which is mystical and holy in everything.
Eleison Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
مزقت لنا كاسا من كرمة حقيقية التي هي جنبك الإلهي غير الدنس، هذا الذي من بعد أن سلمت الروح فاض لنا منه دم وماء، هذان الصائران طهران لكل العالم.
يا ليسون كي يا ليسون يا رب ارحم.
Let us be counted as yours, O you good one, we, the unworthy servants, make of us united people for you, a holy kingdom, priesthood and nation. Purify us also, O our master, as you have sanctified these offered oblations and made them invisible to those who are visible. Our rational mysteries for you, O our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. من أجل تحننك الجزيل جعلتنا كلنا أهلاً للبنوة بالمعمودية المقدسة، وعلمتنا الصلاة السرية لندعو أباك بنا. أنت أيضاً الآن يا سيدنا اجعلنا مستحقين بنية طاهرة، فكر صالح يليق بالبنين، واشتياق ودالة أن نجرؤ ونصرخ نحو الله أبيك القدوس الذي في السماوات، ونقول Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
بخريستوس يسوس بن شويس
كيف على سيمون تكريو اكلنا آتي
روبيون سوكي
Oh.
Mansi. يا رب سلام كن استكلاس من الوحيد من القدس الجمال يا رب رئيس كانت من باب أم بطول استك أريف ما ذيم شوين سنن جنثوتي اسمه رؤوس
صوتي سمين كتب نبمات جيسو متفوفو ثيبروس خمين
Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What is the Holy Father? What is the Holy Son? What is the Holy Spirit?
Pansi
Mati Eso
Soma Agion Kaimati Miona Lintinoni Suarezzo Toya to Teo Imonavi Mukandansun Karimun Gansadun Adamun Hakitun ليسوع المسيح ابن الغنى
آمين.
The body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, that said in truth, Amen. I believe, and confess to the last of it that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity, without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity parted not from His humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe that this is so, in truth,
Amen. I believe that this is so, in truth, Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who set us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you. ملائك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه التسبح اليوم إلى العلو. اذكرنا أمام الله الحالي
أفضل
الله لك عالي.
أمين الليلويا زوك سيواتريك أيوكي أجيب نعماتي كنك أين كيستوسي ونستوني ونعامي
اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين كل شكر أبانا الذي